Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today's episode is titled Be a Friend. So there was a quote that popped up the other day. It says, "The only way to have a friend is to be one," which on the surface of it is like kind of a duh moment, right? Like, of course. You have to be a friend to have a friend and have a friend to be a friend, right? You can't have the label or the title, if you will, of a friend if you're alone, right? So from a purely kind of conceptual definition of friend, of course another person has to be involved, right? However, you know, when you really start to think about what does it mean to be a friend, right? Then it starts to get maybe a little bit tricky. So, you know, the first thing that we need to know is that, you know, I believe that as humans, we are kind of created for community. Science has actually proven that over and over and over again, that you as a person, your physical body, within 5 years' time, your physical body, every single cell in your body will regenerate. So what that means is that every 5 years, you literally have a different physical body than you did 5 years before. Pretty cool, right? Now, what we also know is that who you're going to be in the next 5 years is very dependent on your environment, the people that you're with, information that you take in. So for example, books that you read, podcasts that you listen to, media. So your inputs actually have a physiological change within your physical body that make you a new person in 5 years. There's tons of research out there. So, you know, don't just trust me at face value. If you want, go out there and do some research. But so, you know, this is a phenomenon. This is something that actually happens. And so we really need to think about who in the world am I hanging out with, right? Because if they're going to have an influence on me, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm having good interactions with people so that I can, you know, be a new person. And one of the things that I love is that I've thought about this a lot. Now, I am a person who, my first family was very conservative, religious. You know, I was born on Thursday in church on Sunday, you know, 3, 4, 5 services a week, you know, that kind of thing. Now, I have since become a lot less religious, but I love the stories about Jesus. So one of the things, if you go and you look in the Bible and you just look at the stories of the miracles that Jesus created within the New Testament, every single time he healed somebody, no matter what the issue was, he always plugged them back into community somehow. So he would say, go tell your friends, right? Or he would say, hey, go and, you know, bring somebody else to me. Or he would say, go to your church, right? So basically he would heal their physical issues and get them plugged back into people because he knew that is what we're created for. And that's where our power, if you will, comes from being a human, is being within community. So being with people can be an amazing kind of healing thing for us, of course, and also fun, right? It's always great to have good fun with our friends. I am just coming off this experience this weekend. We hosted our annual women's retreat, which is always a ton of fun. And so being with people who are like-minded but not the same, and who are all there for the same reason, to connect with each other, there's a certain power and magic, if you will, that's present in that kind of an environment that you can't get anywhere else. So I love being with people. But the thing is that a lot of people want a friend and forget that they have to be a friend too, right? They want loyalty from others without being loyal back. They want love, attention, acknowledgement, to be listened to, heard, seen, and valued. Yet they never take the opportunity to do that for someone else. Some people go so far as to wanting people around them to believe everything they believe, right? And they shun diversity or difference of any kind. That's not being a friend, okay? That's being a jerk. And many people also lack an awareness of how to be a supportive friend, right? Maybe they've never experienced that before, and so they don't know how to do that. Or maybe they're going through life struggles that right now they can't be a good friend because they're in need, right? But, you know, maybe they take their turn. That's something we talk about a lot in the membership groups where we're creating community, is that everybody takes a turn. So this week, it might be your turn that you're struggling, but the next week, you know, it's somebody else's turn. And that's okay, because we're there for each other, right? But some people are in that victim mentality all the time and seem to be struggling all the time, and they can't reciprocate, right? So being in any sort of relationship is always a challenge. I don't care what kind of relationship you're in, it's always a challenge, because navigating a relationship and understanding, you know, one thing such as boundaries, right? You know, understanding what my boundaries are, what your boundaries are, how can we navigate and negotiate that? How do we handle disagreements? What about conflict resolution? You know, are we really committed here? Do we have patience with each other? Right? Can I set myself aside for a moment when I'm helping you, when you're having a hard time, and vice versa? Right? That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to be a great friend. And I would highly encourage you that this is the work, right? Your career, your job, your business, those are secondary. Everything that I just listed, that is the work. I don't care what kind of business you do. You are in the people business. Okay? So it's imperative that we all become better friends. And one of the things that you can do for your friends is making sure that you take time every day to fulfill your own needs. So you know that, you know, if, for example, I'll use myself. So you, I'm not advocating that you do this, but this is how I take care of myself. I know I'm a morning person, so I don't typically go to bed late at night because I don't feel good the next day. So I try to go to bed at a decent time. I get up when my body says, let's go. I have my morning routine that really helps me. You know, my coffee, my sitting down and kind of sorting through my thoughts, my study time, you know, any sort of issues that I feel like I might need to take care of. Like I can do some energy work for any physical things that are in my body, or maybe something happened the previous day and I need to, you know, go into some forgiveness, or even just doing stretching and meditation, right? And then, you know, I schedule my day most days to have a few hours where I'm doing creative work in the morning, because that's when I do that work best. And then the grand majority of the rest of my day is serving other people. When I take care of myself first, it is much easier to be a good friend. It is much easier to help people through the issues and challenges that they have. Also, I am challenging myself to ask for help more, because I realized based on my conditioning that, you know, I was taught to be a servant to everybody else, but to be quiet and kind and never ask for help. Well, that's not being a good friend either, because being a good friend is being able to help another and having another help you, right? So when I have a need and I ask for help with that, my friend has an opportunity to help me. And what a gift it is to serve another. So I would really just encourage you, you know, ask yourself, am I a good friend? What is the evidence for that? And is there an opportunity for me to be a better friend to people? Are there certain friends it's easier to be with than other friends? Why? Are there certain places, like in your personal life, it might be easier, or maybe in your professional life, it might be easier to be a friend, and why? Okay. And then ask yourself, you know, maybe just do a friend check here. Are there opportunities where you can, you know, create a boundary with a friend and say, hey, listen, I love you. But this one particular thing is really bugging me. Can we talk about it? Right. Or are there people in your life who, aren't a good friend and haven't been for a really long time? Maybe they are, you know, energy vampires kind of sucking the life out of you, or you just realize that this person is all about themselves and they can't help you even when you ask for it, right? So just kind of do a scan, because remember, all of these people that you're with, they are largely influencing who you're going to be in 5 years. And so it's not only important to have a good friend, it's important to have good friends around. And so I offer that opportunity to you today. You can take it or leave it. It's completely up to you. All right. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.